Audio Gravity, 7th of November 2009. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. You may be listening to this in the car, on the train, or even running, maybe. If you're listening to it while you're running, you must be bored or have no music on your iPhone or iTouch. Which, if that's the case, go back a couple of days, probably about 4 days, download some of those remix, master mix things, because they're completely crazy. And if you don't stop and go, what the hell was that about? Then I'll be very surprised. First thing today, Backupify. Silly name. Secure your online life. However, what they back up is a very useful service. They're powered by Amazon Web Services, so it's S3, EC2. And they're an Intel software partner, which is neat and unexpected. They back up all your online accounts for free. So services they support is Twitter, WordPress, Facebook, Delicious, Basecamp, Google Docs, Gmail, Soho, Flickr, and PhotoBucket. Got to be worth it. Protect your important data, automatic, low cost, so it's all stored on S3. Easy to use, secure, and completely private as well. Fantastic. It's about time that somebody, you know, like looked at this. And also, you know, it's a useful thing to grab your live stream and store it in another place. And it's now free until January the 31st, so get in there quick before next year rolls around. Next link today, Inspiration Time. So it's Inspiration Time, but it's .me on the end, which is quite neat. There's a whole bunch of stuff on here for beautiful web design. Really, really nicely laid out site. They've got groups of color, industry, element, style, which are really nice groupings, if you ask me. So, for instance, color, black and white, blue, brown, green, gray, orange, industry, blogs, churches, design agencies, iPhone apps, music, portfolio, elements, big images, huge type, icons, light effects, paper, slideshow. If you're looking on a Monday morning for a bit of inspiration, this is definitely the site to go and have a look at. Next link today is the Wooster Collection. Or I should say WoosterCollective.com. This is a website that's been going 7 years. The Wooster Collective was, 8 years thinking about it now. The Wooster Collective was founded in 2001. Site is dedicated to showcasing and celebrating ephemeral art placed on streets and cities around the world. Great, great site. Got some fantastic bits and pieces on there. And they've also got, you know, a huge amount of followers on this. Something like 20,000 people read this by Feedburner. And great, great site, celebration of street art. Definitely one of those things that you should subscribe to via RSS feed. Next link today, I had to throw this in here because I just fell upon it, stumbled upon it, and just thought, oh my God, what a beautiful, beautiful little cottage, especially from a design aspect. I mean, it's just absolutely out of this world. From the design of the kitchen to the openness of the front room to the radiators that swirl up on the wall. And it's just beautiful. So I have to throw this in here. It's on cottage-holiday-wales.co.uk. And the place is called The Folly, which is situated on the southern slopes of the Black Mountains. It's a two-bedroom stone barn conversion, and it looks like it's pretty much packed up all the time, booked up all the time, especially in April, February, March, and April. It's pretty much freed up in May, June, July at the moment. But I would love, absolutely love, to take Ella and Sam down to this, so that's why I've bookmarked it. Next link today is corkboard.it or corkboard.it. Remember, recommend, discover, whatever, whenever, add to your corkboard and discover what others are posting. Add via SMS, email, Twitter, online, and with your phone. I don't know if they've got an iPhone application yet, but basically how it works, you can post pretty much anything. Notes, restaurants, bars, recipes, websites, books, anything else. Text and images, UPCs, ISBNs, QR codes, URLs. You can post it with, like I said, SMS, email, Twitter, online and mobile. Corkboard reads what you sent and adds relevant information to it as well. Give it a go. It's really, really smart. So, for instance, you might tweet, any cooks tried cuisine a la Latina, and then the number after it, and then it just creates a link to that cuisine a la Latina. And I presume it will bring up all the sort of information it can find about that under your account. Very cool. Very cool to be able to add stuff remotely. I think we're going to see a lot of this recommendation engine stuff happening massively in 2010. Finally, the last link today is Imoco, which is in alpha. It's a web browser just like Firefox or Internet Explorer. One big difference, it's built using video game technology. So instead of it just being normal 2D, you get all these pages that are rendered inside this 3D world, if you like. These things have been done before. What I like about this is that they've put a YouTube video together which shows you it working. And, you know, a lot of people swear by Second Life and avatars and 3D, and they're going to interact with it differently. I think we're going to see, you know, maybe screens, bigger screens that are touchscreen, what you can interact with, very similar to the iPhone. So 3D browsers, yeah, I can see that. I can see that it's going to be one of those things that, speed-wise, I presume all the other ones are going to jump on this. You know, the WebKit from Safari and Firefox, as soon as they think it's worthwhile, they'll probably look at about rendering this in 3D as well. We'll go check it out, go download it, have a play around with it. Like I say, it's an alpha, so it's not completely stable, but it's definitely worth a look. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.